today's topic, consumer America, definitely has a negative spin on it, and I want to take away the negativity, the cloud that we are just sitting in and wondering, where do we go from here? We see these realities, we see the patterns, we see how they're not changing. We've talked about a little about this kind of stuff in elections and reflections, about how we're witnessing the truths about what we call consumer America. So when I talk to some people about this, people bring up the words conspiracy theory. Now, granted, these things are, there's evidence for a lot of these theories. And what my question would be to people like this is the intention. What is the intention behind promoting these conspiracy theories? Because by telling people everything that's wrong with the world, what does it do? Do you feel, when you feel the effects of hearing the word, say the word depression aloud, say the word sadness aloud, where do your shoulders go? Where does your chin go? Where does your energy go? It goes to the ground, right? And we can't change the world from a place where we're down or we're low. So when we talk about conspiracy theory and consumer America, I want to change the outlook. I want to change the energy that is associated with these words. Now, consumer America has a pretty bad label, a pretty negative feeling, right? It's a truth. It's a reality. It just is. This is part of what meditation talks about, right? It's about craving and aversion. And not just being what is. The truth is yes. The consumer America lifestyle. This is by design. When people think, you know what, I want to get into the spiritual world. A lot of people I talk to are working this job where they're like, okay, I got a job full time. I got a wife and kids I go home to. You know, I'm healthy. I have it all. I have everything I've ever, anybody's ever wanted. And I still feel incomplete. Like I have a glass that I keep filling up. And on the bottom, there's a hole. It is not your fault. It is not anyone's fault. This is where I want us to take the compassion and apply it. This is where I want us to remove the negative connotations. If we see it as consumer America and draining, we can't change it. But if we ignore it, we can't change it. If we just see it and go, oh, okay, it's there, but what am I going to be able to do about it? You know, I'm a working woman. I've got two kids. I got a life. I can't deal with that. So I go along with it. A man told me today, go with the flow. True. Definitely go with the flow in many situations. But my challenge to you, to myself, to everyone listening, is to be the flow. Be the flow. In consumer America, it's a truth. It's unavoidable at this point. And there's no need to avoid it. But we can take away the negative labels. We can take away the attachment to it. And by this, we can change it. When you go to work every day and you feel unfulfilled, it's part of the design. We are driven to work, 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 work for reward. We work, we work. We buy this. We get that insurance plan. We do all these things. We the more we consume, the safer we are. The more compelling life we live, the more flexible and free we become, right? These ideas and beliefs that we have in our heads. But they're not bad. It's not sad. It's truth. It is. And by realizing that this is what's going on, you literally get worked to the bone and you eat the wrong foods and there's no class on how to get happy. So we go home after a long work week and we're tired. We got kids and wives and maybe we're home alone and we're just stressed and we're tired and now we gotta go to the gym and now we gotta go eat right and now we gotta serve the world. Ah! Where do I have time for this? So, understand that this is part of a design. And if you're feeling your guts turning like, ah, oh, this isn't, why? why is this happening? Why are we becoming this? Well, because if you work your butt off, you will become a consumer. You will go home, you will do as you're supposed to, you will watch television, you will be drained, and you will live your life accordingly. And then when you are so exhausted, you will go and reward yourself. And rewarding yourself comes with more consumerism. It's what pays the big businesses. Now, some people look at this and go, this is negative. I hear conspiracy theorists talking about this all the time. I'm not here to do that today. It's truth. And we can't avoid the truth, but we can change it if we look at ourselves. We're so consumed with putting someone in office, right? It's election time. We're like, how can we put that nutbag in office right now? And we're fighting over who's in office and who's going to change the world. Who's going to change everything? Who's going to make it better? You know who's going to make it better? You. Me. Who's in your office? Who's operating your belief systems? Who's operating your mind and your heart? Are you going with the flow? Are you resisting the flow? Or are you creating the flow? Are you being the flow? Are you taking charge of your life? Are you seeing things for what they are and not running away from them? Are you seeking further understanding? If you're not, don't be hard on yourself. I don't blame you. It's hard enough sometimes to work and come home and try to appreciate the things that we should appreciate, right? Wow, I've got everything everybody's ever wanted. You know what? I should be happy. I should be grateful. You know what? That comes with guilt. It only makes you feel like, well, if I have all these things, maybe I should be grateful, but I'm not. That just creates a guilt for yourself, feeling like you didn't do it. Like you were, like, spoiled you or spoiled me, right? It doesn't serve your greater good to feel this way. So, if you're that person working your butt off, whether it's 9 to 5 or whatever, and you come home to a family and you kick your butt every day, and there's a lack of fulfillment, there's a gap. It's not everyone, but it's a lot of us. I want you to understand it is part of a design, and it's okay. Like, you're my brother, you're my sister, we're brothers, we're sisters. I get you. We get you. A lot of the world gets you, and you are not alone in this feeling. But we can't change the way the world operates by simply recognizing this and either doing one of two things: craving a different outcome or adverting. So craving means I want more, I want more, I want more. God, I wish it wasn't this way. Or it is this way. I guess I'm going to have to deal with it. Or aversion is, you know what? You know what? Yeah, you know, it's like, what am I going to do, right? It's almost like, you know, forget about it. I'm just going to run the other direction. Sure, this is happening. There's a mass consumerism, you know, going on. And we're, you know, extreme things are going on within this world that are out of my control. But you know what? It's out of my control. What am I going to do? What can I do about it? It's like the guy who says, you know what? Why recycle bottles? Nobody recycles. What's me recycling this water bottle gonna do? It's the same outlook, right? Right? Because if you don't recycle that water bottle, if everybody recycled that water bottle, it would be a different world. What I'm getting at is, you are the water bottle, okay? Who is in your office? Forget who we're putting in office right now. I mean, sure, it's got its things that are important. But it's absolutely delusional to think that the moment we put someone in office, the world is going to change. I mean, look, it hasn't. It's every time we put in someone in office, we have these high hopes and these cut down dreams. And then we want someone else in office. And we're fighting for someone else in office. It's delusional to think that anything is going to change that way. They might be small changes, but they're not going to overall change the way we see the world. What will is you and me and the way we see the world. And I know this is tiring. I know that when we think about this stuff, we think, how do we fit this into our schedule? Okay, I get it. I see it. I'm home. I'm not fulfilled. There's this energy thing people are talking about. There's this manifestation thing people are talking about, there's change in the world and all this stuff, but I don't have time for that. I don't blame you. But yes, you do. My dad told me something super silly, okay? And I love it and I use it to this day. He said, how do you eat an elephant? Well, we don't eat elephants, Dad. One bite at a time. If you look at consumerism and conspiracy theory and all these big, dark, negative things that are going on in the world, and you think, how do I change that? It's too big. So take the first bite. Get honest. And get curious. And get out of the comfort zone. If you took 5 minutes a day to do something out of your comfort zone, and it changed one person's life, that's several lives. It's a ripple effect. It's energy that continues to keep going, and you'll have answer to these things you don't understand. Because we've created this society, this lifestyle of being a consumer America, it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, and it doesn't mean that we have to label it negatively and that we have to be entirely a part of it. But we can realize that it's there and that it's a real thing, and we can better ourselves as humans. And when we do this, your cup fills up. When you plug that hole in the bottom and you realize why you're here, when you realize that your job is to make the world better than you left it, in any way that you can, and it starts with loving yourself and owing it to yourself to do that, that it's not selfish to do so, and when you start seeking the answers and you think, this all sounds so crazy, but if you spent 5 minutes a day doing something towards it. Maybe you sit down and you attempt, they say, to meditate for 5 minutes a day. Maybe you listen to a podcast. You're listening to this podcast. You're listening to me now. Maybe you listen to someone's podcast. Maybe you read a chapter or a paragraph in a book about something you don't understand. And you just open up and you accept that the old way hasn't been working. The old way has not been fulfilling. You see, consumerism, consumer America, and, this conspiracy theory, these words create fear. And by creating fear, we create more fear. Fear breeds fear, if you let it. But if you see the fear and you turn it into love, love means I see this fear and I'm going to be accepting of this fear. I'm going to observe it and I'm going to change it here with me today, my first step. Watch yourself down the road. Conspiracy theory is, it doesn't serve the world to talk about things without intention. What is your intention? What is your purpose? We wake up, right? We go to work. We pay our bills. We do what we're supposed to do. But if we don't live life with intention, we're not living. We're consuming. We're being. We're just here. So if you're lacking that fulfillment, you're in the right place. You're listening. You're curious. Applaud yourself. Curiosity is brave. And get the tools. I've got tools. Check out the links that I have posted. You know, get in touch with some people that, you know, maybe find that mentor, find that person who's living happy and fulfilled, and get brave enough to walk up to them and say, how do you do it? What makes you feel so joyful inside? Make it your mission to understand why there's this hole in your life. No matter how much you go to fill it, it's not your fault. This is what consumerism is. This is the design. This is the greed of man. Not all men, not all humans, but there was greed, and this is what's happened. And it'll never change. It will not change for our children. It will not change for our children's children. It will not change for generations by simply putting someone in office. It will change with you. It will change with you taking small steps to get honest with your life, to break past, to literally tear down the walls of your comfort zone and say, I'm sick of tucking this word in, I'm sick of tucking these fears in, and I'm curious now. And apply yourself 5 minutes a day to learning something new about it. To letting go of the ego, letting go of the pride, letting go of the fear, letting the fear be a blessing, thanking the fear for compelling you forward enough to want change in your life. The fear can be a blessing. It's a signal, it's a sign for greater change if you just trust it. Find a mentor. I'm here. I'll help. There's links with me. There's books. There's mentors at your office. There's mentors everywhere. Find one. Model them. Ask how they're happy. Because when you get happy and when you become okay with your life, you're already changing the world. Be the water bottle, right? Recycle the water bottle. This is exciting. I encourage you to not go with the flow, but to be the flow. Guide your life. Start here. Cheers.